It's just the nicotine.
Probably. And I'm tired from being on the road.
Yeah, it's all good. And I'm going to shut up now so Dennis can get it. Oh,
it's time.
Well, good evening, one and all. And welcome to the Continental Trader's Nest. My name is Dennis. My call is Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Kilo. I'll be one of your net controls this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for the buying, selling, and trading of amateur radio equipment and a source of information, announcements, and items of interest to the amateur radio community. There are a few simple guidelines. Emergency traffic always has priority. Anyone with the emergency traffic should interrupt at any time. Do we have any emergency traffic before we get started? Please channel all your questions or comments through net control. This rule is important for net discipline. This is a buyer beware net. The net controls are not responsible for any deal, whether it goes badly or well, for that matter. If you do the, please do the price negotiation thing on the phone or on another frequency. During the net, please turn off your box. We don't need to hear you coughing and sputtering in the background. And please, if you have an amplifier, use your amplifier if you've got traffic for the net this evening. Let's see. Currently, we have four active traders' nets. The Sunday morning net meets at 10 a.m. on 7245. It's called the Sunday morning Texas traders' net. Sunday night at 7:30 on 3922, it's the Continental traders' net. Wednesday night at 7:30 on 3870 is Remote Anchors Unlimited net. This is a net for the older two-pipe sideband equipment, including the hybrids. It's mostly rag too, but there's some buying and selling going on. And on Friday nights at 7:30 on 3870, it's a Friday night Texas Traders Net. All times are Central Standard Time. We also have a Facebook page for your listings. If you'd like to use it, it's called Ham Radio Traders Network. Ham Radio Traders Network. If you'd like to join the group, go to Facebook, go to their search, type in Ham Radio Traders Network, fill out the little application. We need to know your name, your location, and your call. It comes to me, I get you approved, and voila. Also, Justin has a IO Groups page. And Justin, can you tell people how to join the IO groups, which is fairly brand new, actually, just about a week old. Justin, can you go through that that procedure, please?
Absolutely, folks. So what I've done is we have a I've created, and this is, again, the goal here is to use this for where you can sell items, you can send pictures back and forth, whatever. So you can still start doing this now. We do have some members. Haven't seen a whole lot of traffic, but send an email to tx-hamradio-traders-network-plus-subscribe@groups.io. Again, that's tx-hamradio-network-plus-subscribe@groups.io. If you send it just to tx-hamradio-traders-network, it'll come to me and ask me to confirm your subscription, but plus subscribe just kind of makes the subscription process work a little easier. If you're going to join, please include your name, call sign, and a telephone number. some way of verification where you can be contacted, because this, the whole purpose of this, folks, is to provide a forum where you can, you know, folks can buy, sell, and trade gear among known amateurs. So again, the email is tx-hamradio-traders-network+subscribe@groups.io. And I'm trying to set this up because, you know, I want to have a place where folks who don't like Facebook, you know, don't want to use Facebook, where folks can send an email, you know, they can list an item for sale, whatever they want, and other hands can see it and know that everybody who's joined is a known amateur radio operator, right? So that there isn't any kind of, you know, scam going on. Because these folks on QRZ and on, well, on QTH, they've been pretty brave. The purpose of this is to kind of make it so that there is a known place where you can go and anybody who's a member, you know, they can see the listing, view the archives. Go ahead if you like and try to start sending some listings if you don't join. And send some listings there. Submit some items. This is very new. I'm hoping this works like I expect it to work, but also bear in mind this is in its infancy, so I'm really kind of anxious to see what this does for everybody. But again, it is tx-hamradio-traders-network+subscribe@groups.io. Once you join, you know, you'll get an automated message indicating your that you've been approved. And because I will manually approve you, but do make sure that you include your name, address, call sign, some way to verify you, right? I understand some folks don't want to give out a phone number. I don't hide them. I don't keep them. They're not going to be published. I just want to make sure that anybody joining is a ham and not some scammer.
Hey, Justin?
Yes, sir.
For the interim, because that's such a long URL, why don't you pin that on the Facebook page, and that way we can copy and paste it into an email. I think that would make, you know, if you pin it to the main page on the Facebook Traders Net, because there's a lot of us that use Dennis' Facebook page.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that, absolutely. We can, we can pin it there. If Dennis wants to do that, by all means.
I think that would make life a lot simpler instead of character wrong, you know.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll get with Dennis and we'll see how we can get that pinned up there, because that's a great idea. And, you know, like I say, I mean, Facebook's fine. This is a goal for folks who don't like Facebook, and there's no judgment on this end, you know, where this can be done if you don't want to use Facebook. This is not at all a competition. This is to work in concert and to augment all the other channels.
Well, I think it would work better if we had an easier way to get to it, and by doing
out, because it should be searchable on groups.io. If you, you know, you can search for Texas Ham Radio or TX Ham Radio Traders Network, and it should be searchable.
Yeah, but you're also thinking that people are as computer literate as you are. I didn't mean to interrupt the Traders Net. I apologize, Dennis.
Well, you know how you are. W5DP Shea, and this is the Continental Trader Set. Let me do the ham fest here real quick. We just finished Felton. It was a great ham fest. Lots and lots of people. And looking forward to October, that's for sure. All right, coming up the 27th of April is the Emory Ham Fest. Emory, Texas, up there on 69, just north of Mineola. Let's see, I know where Mineola is. Let's see, also on the 27th of April, it's the Panhandle Amateur Radio Club Annual Ham Fest. That's Amarillo, Texas. July 13th, 2024, is the Tidelands Texas City Ham Fest, Texas City, Texas. Let's see, July 19th and 20th is Radio Fiesta, and that's Schertz, Texas, just outside of San Antonio. July 26th and 27th also is Ham Holiday, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And let's see, let's bring this up for a little bit. And coming up September 14th. It's the Enid Ham Fest, Enid, Oklahoma. And October 26th is the Texoma Hammerama Ardmore, Oklahoma. So that's a few of the upcoming ham fest. There's some more, but I can't find my cheat sheet. I don't know what the hell I did with it, but misplaced it someplace. Anyway, we'll correct that as soon as possible. Getting back to Felton, John, Alpha Mike, AM, can you give us a quick update on Felton and how many people and stuff like that? It sure did go smooth, I thought.
Yes, John, AI5AM. It went very smooth. The club is thanking everybody for their participation. The turnout was wonderful. I don't have an exact count, but I would say probably around 840, 850, which is a little bit more than in the past, so it's all good. Around 12. The PP testing went well. It's 25 showed up. All 25 got something in the testing. But anyway, and that's off to Jay and Jim always and everyone else for the wonderful food. And man, we just couldn't do this without you guys. So anyway, that's it. Looking forward to the first weekend of October. So put that on your calendar and we'll do it all over again. Anyway, thanks, Dennis. Back to you.
So that's great news, and yeah, the weather was perfect. It was a good weekend, that's for sure. And let's see, I guess that's about it from my end. Let me insert a little bit something here, especially for the fella sending CW and jamming the net, and the carrier. Not sure if it's the same one or not, but if people will think back a few years, we had a similar situation with a ham radio operator who was intentionally jamming the net. He ended up losing his license for the rest of his life. Fine $10,000, and things got a little bit ugly, let's put it that way. We are still capable of finding you, so think twice when you key up on us. We will find you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I think the less we talk about him, who cares? Because y'all are coming through him to me. He's not blocking y'all, so we just ignore him. I will for tonight until we find him, and that's another story. I have a listing from Denver whenever you're ready.
Okay, yeah, let's get the show on the road. This is W5DCK. You're listening to the Continental Trader Net. And let's see, we'll do We'll do Jay first because it's Denver, and Denver is special. KM5QS, W5DPK.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. I didn't mean to try to jump ahead of anyone, but Denver, N50JB, he's unable to get on the air right now because his living condition, he can't have an antenna where he's at. Denver has an ICOM 275H all-mode 2-meter transceiver. Those are good ones. Anyone that knows those things knows that's a good rig. He would like $400 for that transceiver. Denver also has a pair of 13-element Cushcraft 2-meter beams. He put them together, but he never got them up in the air, so they've never really been used. He only wants, and if you know what they are, you know what they're worth, what they cost, he only wants $150 each for those. And if anybody's interested in that, you can reach Denver at area code 254-630-8863. That's area code 254-630-8863. Anyone need a fill? Hearing nothing, I want to thank everybody that participated at Delton and showed up. I want a special thank you to the Temple Amateur Radio Club, and I would like to echo the sentiment to everyone who enjoyed it. But next time when you're up there, donate to the club again to make it possible for them to continue to put this service on. I am not affiliated with the club in any way. I do not profit from this in any way. But if they don't have a ham fest, we don't have to cook out in the pit, in the parking lot, and all the fun that goes with it. So kudos to TARC and everybody involved. AM5QS, back to Nick.
All right. I think everybody heard Jay. Anyone need any information on Denver's listing? Again, it's an ICOM 275H. For $400, he's got two 13-element Cushcraft beams, $150 a piece. And where's Denver living now? I forgot.
He's still in Gonzales.
Okay, he's in Gonzales, Texas. He probably could, well, you could work out the shipping on it. But Denver's phone number is 254-630-8863. 254-630-8863. His call is November 5, Oscar Juliet Bravo, OJB. Anyone need a fill? All right, this is W5DPK. You're listening to the Continental Trader Stand. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
WK5R.
What pen ran out of ink? Stupid pen. All right, WK5R, go ahead.
Okay, Dennis, this is WK5R. I have a third party. Down in Louisiana, has a Yaesu G1000 rotor. Like new, I believe it's in the box for $450 shipped. If you're interested in that, his call is Whiskey 5 Alpha Zulu, W5AZ. It's good for yourself, dead. Or if you want to call him on the phone, his phone number is area code 337-305-9056.
337-305-9056.
Back to you, Dennis.
All right, very good, Rusty. All right, let's see.
Oh, there it is.
All right, Gordy's call is Whiskey 5 Alpha Zulu. He's good in QRZ. He has a Yaesu G1000 rotor and controller. $450 shipped. He's in Louisiana. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, his name is Gordy, in Louisiana. Phone number 337-305-9056. 337-305-9056. And that, again, that's a Yaesu G1000 rotor for $450 shipped. It's not a bad deal. Anyone need a fill? All righty then. Hang on a second. There we go. All right, this is W5BPK. Anyone else? Buy, sale, trade, giveaway, come now.
Five OS with a third party listing.
All right, Alpha India 5 Oscar Sierra. Go ahead.
All right, folks, I've got a third party listing for you. This is a ham friend of mine, Al WA5EGG. Call sign is good and NQR is dead. It's a Yaesu DX10, complete with a monitor and a mouse. He's trying to get rid of. Asking $1,100 for it. He'll certainly take an offer if you're interested. Email's good and QR's dead, and he's a wonderful guy. I hadn't gotten permission to give his phone number out, so I'm not going to do that. But it's quite a steal. It's a good radio. He is just a fine human being. You can hear us on 3806 in the morning. He's kind of a member of my group, but it's a Yaesu DX10. He's kind of going in a different direction. So again, the call is Whiskey Alpha 5 Echo Golf Golf. Go ahead and send him an email if that might be of interest. I'm also looking for somebody who might know a thing about Yaesu G800 DX rotor controllers. I picked one up at a ham fest, and it wants to work, but it doesn't, for whatever reason, it doesn't turn the rotor. I'll turn it right, try to move the rotor right or left. And I'm hearing a buzz like there's some voltage that's not quite getting to where it needs to go in order to turn the rotor. Now, my rotor works just fine. This was, I was hoping, was going to be a little bit better advancement on this. So wondered if somebody around might have any experience, know what to do to see if there's anything that could be done to, revive this or if it's just trash. Anyway, this is AI5OS.
All right, very good. AI5OS, Justin had a third party. Whiskey Alpha 5 Echo Golf Golf. Al. Where's Al located, Justin?
He is just north of San Antonio in Bernie, Texas.
All right, Bernie, Texas. I think San Antonio might be a suburb of Bernie, but anyway, he's got an FTDX10 with the monitor and stuff like that there. $1,100. You can talk to Al about shipping or pickup or however you want to do it. Probably a pickup would do nicely. He's good in QRZ for email. His call is Whiskey Alpha 5 Echo Golf Golf. Now, on a different matter, Justin has a G800 rotor controller that's not working right. Things happen, but nothing really turns. So, if you've got some information, talk to Jason. Talk to Justin about that. You can find it, his email on QRZ. You can call him at, Justin, what's your phone number?
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. It's 214-901-2302. Again, that's 214
901-2302.
Okay, phone number 214-901-2302. 214-901-2302. And give them a jingle and talk to them about the problem. Help them out a little bit. Anyone need a fill? All right. Did we have any traffic from this morning, Justin? Any business we need to take care of?
No, there wasn't any. In fact, to be honest, I got up late, and so the net did not run. So that's totally on me.
Oh, that's no problem. Everybody was asleep anyway. All righty then. This is W5DPK. This is the Continental Trader Set. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
I know you need problems, is it? Pump it up, John.
Well, the pumper upper is on the air. Whiskey Bravo 5, Oscar Zulu Zulu. Don, go ahead.
Okay, it's Don, New Canaan, Texas. Good QRZ. Warned to buy Helicrafters SX-101A receiver, and then a heat kit, HW-16 CW transceiver with a possibly the sidekick good is a HG-10 VFO. It's another piece. It worked in order, of course. Everything worked in order. And that's about it. Maybe a couple of 8877s if you got any that are good, which are probably not, but that's okay. Just thought I would add that. Phone number here is 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. Over.
Tommy?
Yeah, go ahead, comment.
I've seen an HG-10 supposedly in good working order for about $100 on QTH for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks. All right, Whiskey Bravo 5, Oscar Zulu Zulu, Don McKinney, looking for a SX-101 Alpha, Helicrafters SX-101. Working condition, halfway looking, good looking. HW-16 by Heathkit, needs one of those working. HG-10 VFO, matching VFO. And looking for hinge tooth, two of them. 8877s in good condition, looking for a couple of them. If you can help Don out, give him a call at 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. Operators are standing by. Anyone need a fill? This is RW5DPK. At this point, let's turn it over to, let's turn it over to Justin. Justin, make a net call, see what you can scare up, and then after you're done, give it over to, let's give it over to Jay and let him scare somebody up, and then we'll kind of do a round robin and go from there. AI5OS, W5DPK.
Alrighty, W5DPK, AI5OS returning. One quick thing before I do my call. Folks, I'm seeing a couple of emails come in for into the Texas Ham Radio Traders Network group. When you send an email, please include a name, call sign, something where you can be verified. I'm getting a couple that don't appear to have anything in there yet. I may be wrong, but it does appear that there's anything in the email that can make you verifiable by a couple of subscribers. So please put something in there where you can be verified, because I want to make sure, like I say, again, that everybody on this on this group is a verified, bona fide individual and not just a scammer. That's really the impetus behind this. All that being said, you are listening to the Sunday Evening Traders Network on 3922. Is there anybody who wants to, has anything that they'd like to buy, sell, trade, give away, whatever, go ahead and come now. This is AI 508.
K5 Delta Hotel Echo.
K5 Delta Hotel Echo, K5 DHE. Jim, good evening. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, good evening. I didn't get the Belkin, but boy, I sure wanted to. But I spent my time at Red White using it wisely and getting some arteries planned out of my neck so I wouldn't have a stroke. So, but I'm back home now and doing pretty good, I guess. And I did manage before I went in, I picked up a really nice Drake, set of Drake twins, the CX model, the TR4CX, and then the R4C. And I cannot figure out how to, I got the manual on them, but I can't figure out how to hook them up. I thought maybe somebody just might know how to hook those transmitter and receiver up so I can use them. I want to use it pretty much just on CW, but I'm looking at it. I got cables and what have you, but I sure can't figure out how they go. So maybe somebody might have, after the net, could give me a little advice on how to hook those things up. It's K5 DHA, Jim and Granberry, and I'll stand by.
All righty, Jim, you have any is your email and stuff good in QRZ?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. It's just the cables that need to hook up. I'm sure the radio's in great shape. It's got a frequency checker and MN2000 tuner. I can't figure out what cable goes where on this thing, so that's my big problem.
Right, understand that, but you know, so we can kind of get you the assistance you need. Is your email and all that good stuff so somebody can contact you? Is that good in QRZ?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I can be reached at my telephone number is 817-578-1215. 817-578-1215. Or I can be reached with my email as JNL96 at Juliet November Lima 96 at yahoo.com. Over.
You said that's JNL96 at yahoo.com, is that correct?
Yes, sir, you got it 100%.
All righty, okay, very good. All right. Folks, Jim, K5DHE, is looking for some help to try to get a set of Drake twins hooked up. What a fine receiver, by the way. One of my favorites. He's certainly reachable by a phone at 817-578-1215, or you can certainly look him up in QRZ, but the email is JulietNovemberLima96@yahoo.com, I believe. It's JulietNovemberLima96@yahoo.com. He's got the radio, got the manual, got the cables, just needs a little elbowing on getting all that hooked up so he can get that fine piece of gear on the air. So hopefully we can help him out with that, folks. Anybody need a film?
Thank you. I do appreciate it. I'll watch for a call.
Roger, roger. Roger, roger. Folks, you are listening to the Sunday Night Traders Network here on 3922, the Texas, or the Continental Traders Network here on 80 meters. Anybody have anything they want to buy, sell, trade, give away? Go ahead and come now. This is AI-5OS.
Kilo Delta 5, Foxtrot, Juliet, Foxtrot.
K5, FJF, up in Temple. Hello there, Rob. What you got?
Good evening. K5 FJF, Robin Temple. Just to let you know, I did finally find the elusive M1000 meter for the LDG auto tuner. Found it at the Belt and Ham Fest, so, and got a steal of a price for $50, so, happy camper on this. But I am still looking for a face, or just a display for the ICOM 706 Mark II G. My display's starting to get a dark spot on it, and if I can find a new head or just a display, that would work fine. And I am good on QRZ.
Alrighty, copy that. Folks, Rob, KD5FJF, looking for a display face of the ICOM 706 Mark II. If you have any information about that, go ahead and look him up in QRZ. Email is good. Is there a phone number anybody can call, Rob?
Well, if you're going to call me, you better text me first, because I won't answer it. So I don't mind giving it out. It's 254-421-7492.
All righty. You can go ahead and text Rob first. But the telephone number is, I'm sorry, one more time, Rob.
Not a problem. It's 254-421-7492.
All righty. It's 254-421-7492. Again, that's 254-421-7492. And Rob would like you to text him first, just because, like all of us, he gets some spam calls and doesn't answer his phone with an unknown number there. So, very good. All righty. Anybody need a fill? All righty. You are listening to the Sunday Night Intercontinental Traders Net here on 3922. Anybody have anything they want to buy, sell, trade, or give away? Go ahead and come now. This is AI-5OS. One more time, folks. Anybody have anything they want to buy, sell, trade, give away? Go ahead and come now. All righty. I'm not hearing anything. Jay, go ahead.
Well, thank you, sir. From AO5AOS to KM5QS, I'm here and ready to take your listing. If anybody out there has anything they want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come to the Traders Net this evening. If you can hear me well and have something you want to do that with, come now.
N5WRX.
N5WRX. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, this is N5WRX. Name is Bill, located down here in Corpus Christi, Texas. And I've got a want for some information on trying to rebuild the power supply filter capacitor and rectifier boards in my L7 Drake amplifier power supply. I went to harbash.com and they sold a complete board called a PM400. But it looks like the site has been permanently closed. So if anybody has some spare PM400 boards that they would like to sell me, or if anybody has information about the components that are on that PM400 board, that's the filter and the rectifier for the power supply of an Drake L7 amplifier, I would appreciate it if you would pass that information to me or show me those so I can get my L7 amplifier all repaired and back up and running. I just bought this at Belton, and apparently it had some issues, and was running at about 500 watts and the darn diodes exploded. Anyway, it's N5WRX, telephone number is 361-563-1303, Corpus Christi, Texas. Let's see, that'd be KN5QS. Jay, back to you.
Okay. Bill, I think I know what you're going to say. Rusty, are you there?
Yep, that was what I was going to say.
I am here, but I've been working on one, but I do not have it perfected yet. I don't have all the information yet.
Okay. Well, Bill, I was going to turn you on to Rusty. He has a, I can't advertise for him because he does this, but he's a good guy to talk to because he builds, rebuilds power supplies for amplifiers and other things. Dang, Rusty, I forgot your phone number. Can you give it to me for non-commercial reasons?
Yeah. Area code 903-873-3135. Again, that's area code 903-873-3135. And if I happen not to answer, please leave a message and I will call you back, because I might be on the bus behind the steering wheel.
Okay, all righty. Just to make sure that I got it right, it's 903-873-3135. Okay, cool. Now I've got that for my records. Okay, and now if anyone else has any information, or if you have a Harbach board for a Drake L7, Bill would sure be interested in talking to you because he needs one with the caps and the diodes on it. Of course, he understands that the diodes need to be removed. Bill, N5WRX, Corpus Christi, is looking for the capacitor board for a Drake L7 amplifier. His number is 361-563-1303. 361-563-1303. And in case you don't get any replies, Bill, did you copy Rusty's number?
Well, yeah, Jay, I did, and I think that was proper. I requested information, and Jay gave me his phone number and contact information to get that information. So I think that's proper. I don't think that was a commercial thing. I requested the information, and he offered it up. N5WRX.
Okay, cool. Thank you, sir. Anyone else for the Continental Traders Net this evening trying to do business in a competent and secure manner? Come now. Uh-oh, so can someone relay?
I got it. Go ahead, KF6TI.
Oh, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, all right, folks, this is a third-party listing. So Ray, KF6TI, his antenna has fallen down, came down during a storm, and he's needing some help to get it put back up. You certainly are willing to pay somebody, take them out to lunch, whatever. If you're interested, if you can help out with this, if that's at all possible, go ahead and give him a call. His number is 936-363-5904. Again, he certainly appreciates all the help everybody has gone through to get his 80-meter dipole up in the tree, but it looks like it came down into the windstorm. But he certainly would appreciate any help anybody might be able to give just to get it rehung. The phone number to give him a call is going to be 936-363-5904. And he's offering to take somebody out to lunch, dinner, whatever, if they can assist. This is AI-508.
Ray, can you copy me okay? Okay, Ray, thank you very much. The card got here in the mail, so I will use it for the next melting in October. So thank you very much for the donation, and we'll put it to good use. If anyone can help Ray out, like Justin said, 93, he's in the Conroe area, 936-363-5904. And, by the way, Bill, I'll talk to you after that.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I've gotten sidetracked. All right. Anyone else for the Continental Traders Net this evening? Come down.
ZIV.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right, folks. This is KB5ZIV. We had a wonderful time at Belton. Hopefully, y'all got plenty to eat. We did our best. I still have the HTX212. It's a little 2-meter mobile. If you're interested, drop me an email and we'll work out some details. Now, someone left an AT230 on the table by my truck. I have no idea who it is. Did not see when it got left or anything else. But if you bought an AT230 and didn't make it home with it, if you'll send me an email, I'll see if I can make sure you get it. That's pretty much all I got, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. Someone evidently set an AT230 down on the back of Jim's truck and got sidetracked and didn't come back and get it. So if you're that individual and you're wondering what happened to that tuner that you bought, get a hold of Jim, KB5ZIV. He's good on QRZ. Send him an email because his cell phone doesn't always work out there. The towers are behind the hill from his house. And he'll see what he can do about getting it back to you. Anyone need a copy of the bill on that, or does anyone have any other information about it? And it's in good shape, too.
Yeah, it's standing down on the table and never picked it up.
I'll be darned. Okay, that is you.
That's pretty much all I got, Jay.
All right. Everything else good? I know we're all tired, but it was worth every bit of it.
Yeah, I'm still tired.
I know the feeling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's out there, all the ships at sea and crap like that, anyone else for the net, come now.
W5ODP.
W5ODP. Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening, Jay and Annette. I took it to Belton with me, had a couple of tire kickers, and a couple of guys tell me that they were still waiting to get theirs, but I took my Mercury 3S to Belton. And I brought it back to San Angelo with me. I'd like to sell it to anybody that's interested. I think everybody pretty much knows what they're getting there. I've used it right now, as a matter of fact. Looking for $2,500, and I think that's a fair price given what they're going for now and the wait time and the taxes and all that. We can discuss, I don't want to ship it, we can discuss delivery because I like driving, especially in Texas. Give me a call or text me at 325-939-3480. That's 325-939-3480. Once again, that's Mercury 3S amplifier. Works good. Talking on it right now. $2,500. KF5QF, W5ODP. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, Dave. No problem. Well, cut, folks. Deal of the day. Blue Light Special coming down the pack right now. If you've been jonesing for Mercury 3 solid state amplifier, the one everyone's talking about, and it's going for about $3,500 new, you can pick one up for $2,500 because Dave is upgraded and has this one spare to his needs, and he doesn't mind driving across Texas to deliver it. He only wants $2,500 for the Mercury 3S in very good working condition. Dave's a good guy. He even helped pay for the food at Belton. What a guy. You can reach Dave at area code 325-939-3480. 325-939-3480. Anyone need a fill?
What was his call?
His call, I'm sorry. His call is Whiskey 5 Oscar Delta Papa. And I know he's real, not a scammer, because I shook his hand. I know, that's maybe my recommendation's not worth a real lot, but whatever. Anyone else need a fill? Okay, anyone else for the Continental Traders Net this segment?
Bill Wyand,
go ahead, Lynn.
Hey, Jay, just want to thank you and Jim for the contribution you all made. We all had a great time up there, and I sold $100 worth of microphone, made my day. Let's do it again soon, and whatever I can do to help, put me on the list. K5LYN, back to you.
Okay, Lynn, very cool. The next date is October 4th and 5th. Jim and I we'll be there as usual if everything goes good on the next date for Belton is the 4th and 5th, so everybody can set their sights on that. And if we all survive till then, we'll do it again. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's make the best of it.
All right. Anyone else from the net, come down.
Recheck,
go ahead.
Yeah, this is N5WRX. Hey, listen, let me put out a warrant for a radio. I meant to do it earlier, but forgot. I'm looking for a Zygu. And don't ask me how to spell it. It's a Zygu G90. It's one of them Chinese all-band, all-mode, 40 or 20-watt transceivers. A Zygu G90. Somebody's got one of those, and they're tired of it and want to move on to something else. Have them give me a call, 361-563-1303, N5WRX, back to KM5QSJ.
Okay, Bill, good deal. All right. Folks, Bill is looking, N5WRX, he's looking for a Zygu, and I think he spelled it X-I-E-G-U or something similar. It's not only in Chinese, they don't speak English, so whatever. Anyway, he's looking for a Zygu G90, 20-watt radio. If you've got one of those and you would like to part with it, you can call Bill at area code 361-563-1303. That's 361-563-1303. Anyone need a fill? Okay. Anyone else for the net? Come out. All right, Mr. Dennis, if you hadn't fallen asleep yet, I think it's your turn. KM5QS to W5DPK.
All righty then, this is our W5 Delta Papa Kilo. You are listening to the Continental Traders Net. This net meets every Sunday evening at 7:30, whether we want to or not. It has the sole purpose of buying, selling, trading, moving, giving away amateur radio gear. So if you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
GQ.
Oh, the moral compass of the state of Mississippi. N5GQ, go ahead.
Yes. Unfortunately, after a diligent search at Belton, I did not return with a moral compass. So, if anybody happens to come across one, please let me know. My phone number can be found on the bathroom wall in most ladies' bathrooms and truck stops across the United States, or your favorite bar. But in case you don't go into those places or have your wife go into those places, it's 228-669-9125.
back to you, and I'm getting desperate, Dennis.
Oh, I know. I can hear it in your voice. It's quite a problem being your age and not having a moral compass. It is a problem. All right. Let's see. Let's try this one more time. Is there anyone anywhere? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come now.
BI5S. I have found a moral compass.
Where?
Well, it's in a book. It's about 2,000 years old, and it's, don't say you want to follow it totally, because it's, and I'm assuming you're not a textualist, but it's a 2,000-year-old book. If you kind of take it, it works reasonably well.
Where do I get said book at?
Any library, any said bookstore, they've got it. It's called the Holy Bible.
Oh, hell, that man, all that teaches you how to do is be a crook.
Well, hey, but it is a moral compass. I never said that it was going to be the moral compass for everybody, but it may work for you.
Well, I tried that route. You know, I'm an ordained minister from the Universal Life Church in Florida.
Oh, Lord.
Well, there you go.
That didn't work.
That's enough. All right. We might have to.
The Dead Sea Scrolls are turning over in their grave.
Yep, for a fact.
Thanks for the thought, though, Justin.
Oh, not a problem. I mean, you know, like I said, it is, I think, a pretty good one. There are some parts in it that, you know, I think we can certainly interpret, but, I tend to follow the general thrust of it.
Get to the Solomon and Beth Sheba part, or the Solomon and Gomorrah.
Oh yeah, there is some good steamy stuff in there now.
All right, let me close this thing down, and we can get into the Bible readings and scripture interpretations. With RW5DPK, I want to thank everyone for participating this evening. What is it, 8:27? We'll close the net at 8:27 and return the frequency to regular amateur abuse. What the heck?